Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After 3 days of counting, 100% of the Iowa caucus results are finally in. Senator Bernie Sanders declares victory.
When 6,000 more people come out for you in an election than your nearest opponent, we here in northern New England call that a victory.
The results show Pete Buttigieg a fraction of a percent ahead of Sanders. Former Mayor Pete Buttigieg says it's time to move on.
Senator Sanders clearly had a great night, too, and I congratulate him and his supporters. We're in New Hampshire now. We got to look ahead.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has declared a state of emergency. Heavy rain and extreme flooding continue to plague the Southeast. So far, at least 4 people have been killed by the storms. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wade Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
China's leader Xi Jinping is urging the U.S. to react responsibly to the coronavirus outbreak. The White House says during a phone call with him, President Trump expressed confidence in China's strength and resilience in confronting the challenge of the outbreak. The BBC's Stephen McDonald says a doctor who just died of the virus was the one who tried to warn people of an outbreak months ago, but China silenced him.
The police took him in and castigating him for spreading rumors. He and these other early whistleblowers have now been cleared by the Supreme Court in China. However, you can imagine how angry people have been here because the government in Wuhan, if it had listened to these people who were trying to sound the alarm back in December, then those early days and weeks wouldn't have been lost.
5 people were killed when a passenger plane crashed in western Alaska. The NTSB is investigating the crash. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Virginia Senate and House have passed sweeping LGBT rights protection legislation that bans discrimination in public accommodations, employment, and housing based on one's sexual orientation and gender identity. The so-called Virginia Values Act passed the House 59-35 and the Senate 30-9 on Thursday. Each chamber must now vote on the other's version of the bill before it goes on to Governor Ralph Northam's desk to sign. As tax season ramps up, attorney generals across the U.S. are warning people to be careful of scammers. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
Scam artists often try to impersonate someone who you would trust when they're most interested in getting your personal information, like a social security number or access to your money. Now, when it comes to doing your taxes, I had a chance to catch up with Paul Schwartz. He's an accountant with Hoffman & Company, and he tells everyone that they should not be going for that big refund. Instead, you should be making sure you're claiming the right deductions.
You really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund. We feel that big refunds are basically allowing the government to hold on to your money.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard to get this country back on track, and there's no doubt about it. But first it starts with us having a clear vision of what being on track is all about, and that's the disparity. But this is the process that we're getting through as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, because it is right there in the middle of that truth where we're going to find out and really understand how far off track we are and what it's going to take to get back on track. Trevor Loudon is with us right now. He's a socialism and I would say Marxist expert who has been exposing our enemies within for a long time. And, you know, some questions come to mind why Dems are deflecting this exposure with impeachment and what Iran is teaching us, if we'd only pay attention. Trevor, good to have you back with us. How are you? Happy New Year.
Hey, good to be on, Bill. I hope you had a great holiday season.
It was great. I hope yours as well. And yep. It's a good time to be back here. And I'm excited about this year that lies ahead. I'm greatly encouraged. And Trevor, you know, it is... In fact, I was just bragging about you here not that long ago with some dear friends who know you as well and have been so grateful for your participation for freedom and democracy and bringing forth the truth. I mean, you have been shouting from the rooftops. You've been that watchman on the wall that has been warning America for a long time with empirical data. You have been doing what the mainstream media has failed to do. And I want to congratulate you and tell you how much I am grateful for your dedication. And it's not only your dedication, but also your family. Your family's vested in this as well because you have been so devout in this that you have sacrificed some of your family time in order to pursue the truth on our behalf.
Well, yeah, you know, well, thank you very much, Bill. And you know, we're all on the team here. But I think, you know, like anybody who has kids or grandchildren, you know, you got to be thinking what sacrifices you make this year, the checks you write, the door knocking you do, the phone banking you do, will be the greatest gift you can give your children's future. Because you're either going to hand your children on a country going right down the tubes after next year, or you're going to hand your children on a country that's going through a virtuous cycle of more freedom and more prosperity. Mm-hmm. That's the choice in the next election.
And so, exactly. It's clearly binary. There's no doubt about it, to your point, yeah. Trevor, right?
It's either going to be way, way worse or way, way better. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to be the same.
Well, you know, one of the things that keeps coming up, and this has been a while, again, I think this is what's taken some time, as you've written, you know, you were at the forefront in doing vetting on then-candidate Barack Obama that people refused and ignored. But you had his history down, and but people chose that they wanted to ignore it. And there are certain groups of people who still want to continue to ignore, you know, certain truths and impact on our government. Like, you know, you mentioned years ago on this show how many Democratic socialists are Democrats, are Democrats, and they've been elected to office, and they have been in operation. I mean, they're like sleeper cells in a way that have been operating within our government. You know, we've talked about the deep state, and they very well could be part and parcel, and, they're working hand in hand to undermine the foundations of this free republic.
Well, that's exactly right. And see, what I say is, see, we've got to understand this is not just Ilhan Omar and Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and Ayanna Pressley and that cohort. You know, we're very upset that Ocasio-Cortez and what she's doing, you know, she is a member of Democratic Socialists of America, which is more left-wing than the Communist Party.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to understand that Jerry Nadler, who runs the Judiciary Committee, heads the Judiciary Committee, is helping to impeach the president and oversees both the FBI and the Justice Department, was involved with Democratic Socialists of America for years. He was a member as far back as 1977. So what do you think he's doing with his power?
Exactly.
You know, he's far more powerful than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and he is a Marxist.
Yes.
And as I say, there are about 100 members of the House and about 25 members of the U.S. Senate who couldn't pass a basic FBI background check. They wouldn't be allowed to drive a school bus, yet they are running the Homeland Security Committee, the Armed Services Committee, the Intelligence Committee, a.k.a. Adam Schiff, and they are working to trash the country every chance they get.
You know, and Trevor, for just a moment,
Democrats are voting for these people, not realizing what they're voting for.
Exactly. And that's the point. I want people to pause and think about that. They keep electing these people into office, and they're not doing their due diligence and research on these individuals. And even then, Trevor, it's not like they have to, you know, like you spend endless hours in libraries reading books and researching and checking documents out. I mean, you know, we have known for a long time. I mean, the God who created the heavens and the earth gave us, you know, the true testing, you know, point and question that we can use. And he said, check them by their fruit. Look at the decisions that they're
making. Yeah, you know them.
Yeah, so it's not like we have to, you know, really just some common sense, employ some reason here. And, you know, as we've been saying for quite a while, with all these candidates, you have to look and ask yourself the one critical question. Are they going to add or take away from the freedoms that we enjoy in America, the freedoms that are enumerated clearly in our U.S. Constitution?
Well, exactly. And you have seen how they behave. You know, look, like the Green New Deal, you know, which comes out of the Communist Party and Democratic Socialists of America, and is endorsed by almost all the leading Democrat presidential candidates, about 20 U.S. senators, and over 100 Democratic congressmen. Stalin would have blushed over that.
Mm.
That would completely socialize the entire U.S. economy, put every American worker into a union, destroy the U.S. military, destroy borders, destroy the economy. It is Marxism, communism on steroids. And yet most of the Democrat presidential contenders are backing it, as are a whole bunch of your senators and a whole bunch of your congressmen.
Are they doing this?
Your family, would you vote for them?
Exactly. Are they doing this purposefully, or is there ignorance involved here that they support this?
I think these people are largely ideologues.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's money, some of it's power, some of it's cowardice. But they are led by people who truly believe in socialism and communism. You know, Donald Trump Jr. said recently on Fox and Friends, he said the 2020 election would be communism versus freedom. And he was not exaggerating.
Right.
That is exactly what we are facing.
And that is the headline, isn't it, Trevor?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is the headline. Look, I've got a new book coming out in March.
Okay, I want to talk about that, but I want to give you plenty of time to do that. We'll do it when we come back right off the bat.
Sure.
We've got to go to quick break. More from Trevor Loudon after this. I am Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
You know, I don't know what it is about things being declared that are, you know, like socialism and Marxism. I mean, it's clear that professors and the universities that are controlling the minds of so many of our young people have been promoting socialism and Marxism for decades now. And we've been asleep at the wheel. And I don't know if we're just in denial about
about it, if we just can't face up to the truth, Trevor Loudon? What is it about socialism and Marxism? I mean, from time in history, I mean, it's like been one of those Trojan horses throughout history that comes into a culture, and people somehow just cannot think that it is as diabolical as it is, and we have to go through the experience and see millions of people dying and countries getting devastated before we realize that socialism and Marxism is no bueno.
Yeah, look, it's basically like a criminal, like a political mafia. It's organized crime in politics, and it never goes away. You know, we thought, you know, people thought, well, we, you know, the Soviet Union collapsed, so we don't have to worry about that anymore. Mm-hmm. Well, imagine if your body had a tumor and you cut 90% of it out and you stopped all treatment for the next 30 years or the next 2 years. What do you think your body would look like?
Exactly.
You know, you gotta be constantly vigilant. And Marxism is a dream. It's political evil,
mm-hmm.
and it will not die. Just like criminality will not die, you have to continually be pushing it back, on guard against it, exposing it, going after its leaders, etc. You have to be on the case. And America took its eye off the ball for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the old famous saying, you know, what was the greatest trick the devil ever pulled? You know, was to convince people he doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what the communists have done. For the last 25 years, they've told us all we don't exist anymore. We've all gone away, except now the election of President Trump has shown that not only do they exist, but they are running the Democratic Party, the unions, a whole bunch of the media, a whole bunch of Hollywood, and many social movements in this country.
Exactly. And this is why 63 million people surprised the heck out of those that were deluded, because they stood up and said, no, what Donald Trump is saying is true. We have problems here in River City, and he's the only one that's offering any kind of solution to the problem, to this deleterious problem and the sellout of a free America.
Well, exactly. Imagine had Jeb Bush been our candidate.
We would
have lost.
Yeah.
We would have completely lost, and Hillary Clinton would have legalized 22 million illegal immigrants, who then would have voted 90% for the Democratic Party, and they would have a complete monopoly on power forever.
Exactly.
We have to be so thankful to the Americans who stood up in that election and President Trump for flying the flag of liberty.
Amen. I want to talk about your new book. You mentioned it at the end of the break, and I wanted to give us a time that it deserved. And, of course, you and I are going to discuss this book once it is released. It's coming soon. It's called White House Reds, Communist, Socialist, and Security Risks Running for U.S. President in 2020.
Yeah. Look, you know, we didn't learn the lesson with Obama. Obama was the first communist president.
Mm-hmm.
But what my new book does, it profiles 10 of the current leading contenders, and every one of them has a Marxist background, including Biden, including Buttigieg, including, Cory Booker, including, obviously, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders.
Uh-huh. But, Tulsi Gabbard, I think Tulsi Gabbard, I mean, I'm really surprised, but her colors are being revealed every day.
Look, you know, I don't agree with Hillary Clinton very much, very seldom. But when she implied that Tulsi Gabbard was a Russian asset, she was not far off the mark. Tulsi Gabbard has been working with the hard left for a long time. She is very much anti what we believe in. Though she is loved by many in the libertarian right.
Yes.
She's got a constituency in the communist left and the libertarian right, and people need to understand she is much more aligned to the communist left than she lets on.
What people will appreciate if they've not read any of your books, like the Enemy Within series that you did and the exposés on Barack Obama, is Trevor Loudon does his research. I mean, this isn't, CNN, MSNBC type commentary that just gives you a broad brush. When he makes a statement like this, he's got facts to back them up. And this will be a must read for conservatives to understand, like any battle, like any conflict that we're in, we must understand who our enemy is, right?
Yeah, we do. And look, how can 10 people be running for president who couldn't pass a background check be running with virtually no media scrutiny? You know, look, Bernie Sanders is a complete communist. He isn't a democratic socialist. Elizabeth Warren is a Marxist. But you would never know that from the mainstream media. You would have no idea about that. So that's why I've written the book. And look, it's coming out on March 1st. And people can pre-order it if they go to my website, trevorloudon.com. Just pre-order it. You'll be one of the first in the country to get it off trevorloudon.com. And it is over 250 pages, heavily footnoted, lots of photographs. And it exposes the backgrounds of those who would be your president. And some of it will shock you to the core, just how bad some of these people are.
Again, as we said in the first segment, you'll know them by the fruit. It is time that we shake the trees and look at the fruit, and you will see the root of their worldview. And again, we've got to get our head out of the sand and understand that socialism and Marxism is a clear and present danger. It is no longer existential. It lives amongst us. And guess what? Some Americans, unbeknownst, have elected them to office, and some are vying for even higher office yet.
Yeah, well, you know them by their fruit. Well, what fruit has President Trump given us? He's given us the greatest economy for ages. He's freed things up. We're energy independent now. You know, the taxes are coming down. People are freer. He's working on gun rights. He's working on the Supreme Court and all of the other courts. They are now becoming, going back to the Constitution as they should. Mm-hmm. All of these fruits, and you've got all of these people on the Democratic side not praising him for one thing and trying to attack every good thing he has done. Well, what does that tell you about their psychology and their motivation?
Exactly.
Do they ever give him, you know, black unemployment's the lowest it's been in history. So is Latino,
Hispanic, yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hispanic, and does he get one word of praise for that?
No.
One
no.
rule?
Well, no, they're too busy impeaching him. And impeaching him for what? Where is the crime? I mean, based on the Constitution, it doesn't fit. And this is why when it comes to the Senate, of course, there's going to be some political headwinds to navigate around there. But it's going to take some intestinal fortitude by the leadership, Mitch McConnell, to address this in a manner that it deserves to be addressed. And we'll see how it plays out.
Well, yeah, look, there is no basis for this impeachment thing, but it is all a political exercise to just keep the president on the back foot, to slow him down, to discredit him in the public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, if you want to discredit somebody, you just, you know, you get somebody to lay a charge against them. It doesn't have to be any evidence.
Exactly.
It's straight away. It's a discrediting thing. So he'll be vindicated, and let's get back on track. But this is just a distraction.
Well, regardless of what happens afterwards, you know Nancy Pelosi and those on the left will forever try to hang that shingle upon his name and his brand that he was only the third president of the United States in the history of our country to be impeached, right?
Well, you know, they say you can indict a ham sandwich, where you can impeach anybody. You know, it doesn't mean anything other than the slur that goes with it, and that's what they're trying to do.
Trevor Loudon, socialism and Marxist expert right here on Bill Martinez Live, and we'll look for his new book, and we'll link it on our website as well. White House Reds, order it now. Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate it. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After 3 days of counting, 100% of the Iowa caucus results are finally in. Senator Bernie Sanders declares victory.
When 6,000 more people come out for you in an election than your nearest opponent, we here in northern New England call that a victory.
The results show Pete Buttigieg a fraction of a percent ahead of Sanders. Former Mayor Pete Buttigieg says it's time to move on.
Senator Sanders clearly had a great night, too, and I congratulate him and his supporters. We're in New Hampshire now. We got to look ahead.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam has declared a state of emergency. Heavy rain and extreme flooding continue to plague the Southeast. So far, at least 4 people have been killed by the storms. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
With the America, it's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And oh, do we have a treat for you. We're going to get a sneak peek inside the nation's largest auto show. Kelly Blue Book editor is here to share on what to expect from this year's show and the top automotive trends for the year ahead. This February, as I mentioned, the nation's largest and longest running auto show is going to take place at McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. It's open to the public from February 8th through the 17th, the 2020 Chicago Auto Show will welcome thousands of car enthusiasts, in-market shoppers who want to see, touch, and drive the latest models. That's this year's event has something for everyone. It's going to feature innovative concept cars in addition to a huge variety of 2020 models for visitors looking for their next vehicle purchase. Every day of the Chicago Auto Show will feature special events, including a food drive to benefit a Safe Haven Foundation, Sports Team Pride Day, Women's Day, and Craft Beer Night. It's going to be outstanding. And Matt DeLorenzo, the senior managing editor with Kelley Blue Book, is with us now. Matt, how you doing?
I'm great.
Hey, how exciting is this? This is the largest auto show. I wish I could be there with you, outside of the weather. But other than that, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. You know, it's a great show. It's a beautiful venue. The McCormick Place has got over 1 million square feet under roof. There's cars, trucks, everything here, and even craft beer night. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be around for that.
Oh, wow. Well, here you are live from the floor of the Chicago Auto Show.
Yeah.
So let's touch on a few highlights that visitors should be sure to see at this year's show.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of people have been talking about trucks and SUVs and crossovers and all this, but there's some fairly significant debuts here of traditional sedans. Kia, for instance, has introduced a facelifted version of its Cadenza, which is a full-size family car. It has a really nice upgrade to the grille, beautiful interior with quilted leather seats and, you know, all sorts of safety and driver aids. And right across the way from them is Hyundai, and they brought out an all-new Sonata this year, which is another attractive-looking car. And they're introducing the hybrid version that gets 54 miles per gallon on the highway and 52 mpg combined. So, you know, if you're looking for a fuel-efficient, family-friendly car, the Sonata is really worth checking out.
Well, Matt, as you look out over the expanse of options, I mean, this show's humongous. Any recommendations on how people should approach this?
Well, they have two halls, and they've been able to group some of the vehicles. Like over in the South Hall, they have more of the luxury brands. Over here in the South Hall, the North Hall where I am, are more of the mainstream, like Chevrolet, Volkswagen, Kia, Hyundai, Honda. So, you know, you get yourself a little map, and then you just say, hey, I want to go see this car, that car. I mean, you come over here to Chevrolet, and you certainly want to check out the new mid-engine Corvette. You go into the South Hall, and you, Ford has a GT there that's really kind of cool. It's got a carbon fiber body with just clear coat on the outside of it. And then over in that South Hall, they have actually some areas where you can get rides and drives in various vehicles. Like Jeep has a really interesting kind of off-road looking course, and you can get rides in Dodge cars and things like that. So there's a lot to do and see. It's a lot of floor space, but if you give yourself enough time, you'll be able to get through it all.
Go out there, just relax a little bit, enjoy all the beautiful creations brought to you by the automotive industry.
What are
some absolute must-sees, Matt?
You know, all-wheel drive has become such a big thing, not only in crossovers and SUVs, but in cars as well. And you want to check out the Acura booth because they really have an interesting display on their super handling all-wheel drive system. And it's something that they're able to use in things like the MDX crossover and in their RLX sedan, but also in their NSX supercar. So, you know, after you're done checking out the Corvette, you just go across the way and you can look at the NSX, which is really cool. And then Subaru has really a cool booth. I mean, some of the booths have not been as elaborate, but theirs is really kind of it's like going into a national park, and they showcase kind of their brand new Outback, and they also have this whole thing with dogs now and pets, and so if you're a dog lover, you really got to check out what Subaru is doing at their booth.
Well, without a doubt. Well, we're talking with Matt DeLorenzo. He is the Kelley Blue Book editor. Matt, how about some other drop your jaw type of ideas that they're going to see there?
Well, one of them is over at the Jeep stand, the new Gladiator pickup, which is based off the Jeep Wrangler, is here, and they have this Mojave version of it, which is a high-speed desert runner, kind of looking like, you know, it's their version of the Colorado ZX2. It's meant to be a high-speed off-road vehicle. Another vehicle you may want to check out is over at the Honda booth. They have a little racy Honda Civic Type R hatchback, which is, it's Honda's most powerful model they sell. It makes over 300 horsepower, and it's just really cool looking. Yeah.
Well, this is interesting, too, because you've got, you mentioned the craft beer night, but you've got a Safe Haven Foundation, a benefit food drive there. It's taking place. Tell us a little bit about these other aspects of this, you know, this auto show.
Well, they do a really good job in creating certain days for different people. There's even a Women's Day kind of thing where where you get a discounted ticket. You can sign up for tours. So, you know, if you're not really kind of sure what you want to see, you can actually get a tour with somebody who will take you around and show you all the highlights of the show. So they do a great job of catering to the people with things like, you know, like the craft beer night and the sport. I think one day you get in if you wear a Chicago sports team jersey or whatever. Yeah, so they have a lot of fun here, and it really is one of the greatest shows. I love coming to this show because of the facility and just all the cars and trucks that they have here.
Well, as you say, the touring element, I mean, what a great idea, and then give you kind of a real quick overview. And it's always good because you've got, you know, guys like yourself, Matt, that you know what's happening there, and you can kind of give us some heads up on, you know, the things that we don't want to miss and, you know, get a quick overview and then go in and settle in on the things that we really want to focus on. Because I know some people actually go to the auto show and, you know, they're thinking about buying a new car, right?
Well, yeah, some of the studies have shown that a majority of new car buyers have attended an auto show within the previous 8 months. And it really, you know, there have been some people saying, well, auto shows aren't, you know, what they used to be. Well, they aren't what they used to be from our standpoint, from the media standpoint. Mm. But for the consumer, it's still one of the best places to go in a no-pressure environment. And you can look at a lot of different vehicles. Mm-hmm. And get your shopping list in order.
Is this what makes the Chicago Auto Show so special?
I think so. You know, the fact that it's large, to get over a million people, in a great facility. It's just really a great place to come.
Yeah, you know, as you say, it's a lot of space and a lot to see there. Did you say a million square feet?
Yes, it's two halls in the McCormick Complex. And it's really a great great facility, brand new.
Well, how much fun! And next time, look at if you need somebody to carry your bags, man, I want to tag along with you.
Come on along, Bill.
Oh, I'd love to see this. This is awesome. So, where can our listeners, Matt, go for more information?
Well, they can go to the ChicagoAutoShow.com website, and then our website, Kelly Blue Book, is KBB.com.
Well, there's your sneak peek into the nation's largest auto show, right from the floor of the auto show, the 2020 Chicago Auto Show. Matt DeLorenzo, Senior Managing Editor for Kelly Blue Book. Hey, Matt, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight, buddy. Take care.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, It doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Biff Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
Oh, thank you for joining in, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we've got the Vice President of Parenting and Youth with Focus on the Family, the one and only Danny Huerta joins us now. Danny, how are we doing?
Hey, doing well, Bill. I love that intro there for the Bill Martinez show. I was smiling as I was.
Yeah, it's always good fun. One of the characters of the show, he loves coming up with these things, and I love it too. It just kind of breaks it up because sometimes people wonder, go, am I really paying attention here?
That is good.
And it's okay. You know, it's just to keep you humble, Danny, so that we don't take ourselves too seriously. But it's good fun, and I appreciate you getting the joke. Speaking of getting the joke, real quick before we talk about TikTok social media and what's going on, I wanted to get your read on what happened at the Super Bowl. Everybody's still talking about, about the mid-show of Shakira and J-Lo and the halftime. And some are even saying, look, maybe it's about time that we just, find some other amusement as opposed to this sexploitation that's been taking place.
Yeah, it's a symptom of where things are at. I do think that it opens up the door for parents to have conversations, to have to limit certain things and to actually step in and say, hey, yes, you know what, we're going to turn this off. And it's good to show and model when we can say no and we can say yes to a culture that continually brings and imposes things in front of our kids and in front of our families. And as families, it's not like we don't have a choice to turn it off. Some people are saying, oh, I watched the entire halftime show. It was off. I wish I wouldn't have seen that. I can't believe they showed that. And you have to ask the question, so why did you stay and watch? You know?
Yeah, what happened? Does your remote not have an on-off switch?
That's right.
I mean, it's really simple, like you said. I mean, what a novel idea. You know, just either change the channel or turn the darn thing off and have a moment. You guys can all sit around and talk about the first half yourself and, you know, enjoy some veggies and, you know, move on with it instead of being exposed like this. But, you know, this is where we are, as you say. It's symptomatic of what the culture has declined to. And I understand, run the whole gamut. I mean, you talk about, you know, some families saying, hey, look, if we had to get the kids out of the room. I heard some wives say, yeah, I had to get my husband out of the room.
Wow. Yeah. You know, we had a group of dads. We had actually, it was pretty interesting. They had scheduled a meeting for parents for the theater company. And my daughter was in from 3 to 6. So it was all the way to halftime of the Super Bowl. So there's a group of us dads going in and out of this room. And, close to halftime, we saw the ad where they were showing, what was going to be coming up at halftime. We said, oh, it looks like we're going to be cleaning up tables and helping with the chairs. So we, you know, all the dads cleared out, and that was, that's just honoring your family and showing, hey, my eyes are for my wife. And
exactly.
We get to model to our sons and our daughters what is an appropriate use of our attention, where our eyes gaze is where kind of our soul is at. So
right. We
have to be really mindful. Where are we looking and why?
Right. It's all about target focus. I mean, you know, for those of us that have ridden motorcycles, we understand that where your eyes go is where the body goes. And, you know, professional athletes will tell you the same thing, whether they're on a motorcycle or if they're on a, you know, a ball field. You know, the eyes, you know, set the trajectory for us. And, you know, so as you say, this is a great, you know, teaching lesson and a good conversation to have with our families and even for husbands to step up and say, look, you know, honey, I'm sorry, I probably should have handled this better. You know, as the protector of our family, I should have stepped up and you know, where it's appropriate. And you blow it, it's okay. But hey, guess what? There's another game. There's another opportunity. And when you raise kids, it's not a one and done sort of deal. It's many quarters, right?
It is. And Bill, it's interesting. We go to Nuggets games every once in a while. And a couple of years ago, I called the Denver Nuggets and I said, "Hey, on family night, could you just have a policy to have the dancers be a lot less seductive and wear just some modest clothing because it's a family night, right?
Right.
And they said, oh, no, we don't do that because people like those shows.
Mm.
And they call it family night, and they have the most seductive thing. So when I've gone with my son, that's our time for conversation.
Right.
We talk to each other, and it's okay. We miss that little bit of show, and it's good. We're there for a basketball game, not a seductive show.
Yeah, not to be thrust into puberty, you know, earlier than needs to be. As the Song of Solomon says, do not wake it up before it's time, right?
Right, or in that sense, at any time with what they do. Going, what are we, you know, we're here for basketball, and it's just fascinating to see. It does captivate attention, and so we have to be aware of it. Why does it capture? What's it grabbing inside of us? It's certainly a temptation. All of us would admit to that, that there's a temptation to look and gaze on that. And when my son was at his girlfriend's house for the Super Bowl, all the guys were just glued to the TV. And he said, Dad, I had to look up at the clock. I wanted to glance down, and I had to look at the clock and just remind myself what I was trying to do here. And it's hard. You have to sometimes say no, even though everybody else is saying yes. And that's where we can teach our kids, hey, you're going to go to this, and I'm going to trust that you're going to make the best decisions. You only get one brain.
Yes.
It's yours, and that's the one you get to manage and keep. So
exactly.
Keep coaching our kids, and we're not going to be perfect. They're not going to be perfect, but we can certainly have resets every day. Like you.
Well, yeah, like Danny, you know, the thing is like the law of gravity, evil is pervasive, it's pernicious, it's persistent. And that's what we have to understand is that it's nonstop, and you've got to maintain some vigilance. And by the same token, like you said, hey, look, if we mess up, get back on your feet, get back in the game, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be okay because we, you know, God's forgiveness is greater than that. And the fact that you're even aware that you messed up is a good thing. That's a good sign. So, we'll make it better the next time. And the opportunity I believe that we have, even amongst the men, is that we're around men that can come alongside shoulder to shoulder and back to back to help us overcome this temptation because it's common. It's there, it's in your face. And the thing that's so ironic about this is the very women who complain and hashtag everything and talk about being objectified, they end up promoting the very thing that they say that they're disgusted over. I mean, go figure, right?
They call it freedom, but really it's
yes.
It's enslaving to the mind. And we know that. Scripture's told us that. It's not a surprise. And God says you could look, and then the sin and other things just take you on a trail of destruction. Or
exactly.
You could listen to me and follow the Scripture and guard your heart with all vigilance, and you can find freedom. So we provide the – God's already provided us in His Scripture the idea of what freedom is about, true freedom. Mm-hmm. And through sin, obviously, we get deceived, and we think that that's freedom in objectifying women, that somehow that expression is freeing. But it really isn't. It creates even more enslavement and consuming of one another rather than loving one another.
Yeah, without a doubt. But that's the ultimate goal, is it not?
Yeah.
And without
a
doubt.
Jesus broke it down to that.
Yeah, it can be just that simple, and that should be the filter that we hold to. Are we loving more or less as a result of, that particular element, brought into our lives? I want to talk about the dangers of TikTok that you wrote about. Tell our audience what's going on with TikTok social media.
Well, TikTok, as you know, is an app that is super popular with teens, over 1.5 billion users now worldwide. It has a very short history so far, but it's overtaken YouTube with the young audience. It's 15-second videos. Mm-hmm. Some of them are really funny. Some have really good challenges. But the current challenge that's dangerous, it's called the Outlet Challenge. It came in the news. People may have seen it. It's basically a person putting in the Apple Block plugin and putting it in partly into the outlet and then slipping a penny right in between where the block is in the wall, and it creates sparks and fire. And mm-hmm. some kids have been arrested. They've created really significant property damage. And when they asked one of the teens, so why did you do this? He said, well, I thought it'd be kind of fun and kind of funny. And truly, teens think about consequences less. And that's proven through brain science that they're more attracted to the positive reward, the potential positive reward, mm-hmm. rather than the negative consequence. They don't think of that as much. And it's a perfect example. And so those challenges can be dangerous. It's important to talk to your kids about why you would not do that and what could happen. And so mm-hmm. as parents, we just need to be aware of what our kids are getting into on these many different platforms and apps that are out there, and the challenges that are put in front of them because peer pressure comes in to that, and just the element of risk and humor that they are attracted to. Have them have fun and look at good challenges, talk about good and bad challenges and why they're that way. And this should open up great conversations about limits and looking at speed bumps that maybe you need to ask the question, why would I do this? Could this hurt someone? Could it harm property? Okay, maybe this is not one I do.
That's the kind of thing you learn when you're 3-4 years old, right? You go, back in the old days, this just goes to date me, you get your mother's bobby pins and you stick them in the socket and you realize real quick, not too smart, you move away from it just the same way as you would, put your hand on the stove, right?
Right.
And so all of a sudden, what you've learned at 3 and 4, you throw away and say, oh, I'm 14, 15 years old. I'm so much smarter now. Let me do the outlet. Oh, you got to be kidding me. This is insane.
Yeah, it'd be great to have your teens educate you on some things. Just ask them. They want to be the know-it-alls, the ones that bring a lot of information. So ask them about that. What are the trends? What's going on with your friends?
Exactly.
A lot less threatening than talking about yourself.
Yeah, you start talking to them about bobby pins, and they'll look at you like, oh, my God, what alien ship did you just come in from?
That's right.
He's the vice president of parenting and youth from Focus on the Family, Danny Huerta, right here. Hey, Danny, God bless. Have a great weekend, buddy.
God bless you, Bill.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis, everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
This is Fred.